Excited na ba kayo? Isa na namang God's Mighty General ang makikilala natin ngayong araw. So tara, let us learn and be blessed with His life and His ministry.
Si William J. Seymour ay ipinanganak noong May 2, 1870. He is an African-American. Siya ay ikalawa sa walong mga anak nila Simon at Phyllis Seymour na mga dating mga alila o alipin at ang kanilang pamumuhay bilang pamilya ay malayo sa pagiging marangya.
He was raised as a Baptist and at his young age, he received dreams and visions from the Lord. But when he was 25 years old, ay nagkaroon siya ng komplikasyon matapos siyang magkaroon ng bulutong na naging sanhi upang mabulag ang kaliwang mata.
Gaya ng ilan sa atin na nakakaranas din ng challenges sa pag-aaral bilang estudyante, marami rin siyang pagsubok na naranasan. Dahil sa tindi ng racism ng panahon niya, bilang isang Black American, may mga pagkakataon na kinakailangan niyang manatili sa labas ng classroom o ibang silid habang sila ay nag-aaral.
Sa kabila ng kanyang pinagdaanan, hindi ito naging dahilan upang siya ay huminto sa pagsunod sa pagtawag ng Diyos sa kanyang buhay. And in the year 1906, the Azusa Street Revival happened under the ministry and leadership of Pastor William Seymour. It serves as an influential event and has a great contribution to the rise of Pentecostal movement, ministry, and churches all over the world.
Deuteronomy chapter 13:4 says, "You shall walk after the Lord your God and fear Him. Keep His commandments and obey His voice, and you shall serve Him and hold fast to Him." Right now, let us ask God to give us a heart that consistently desires to respond to His call and obey His commands to whatever situation and in all season. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we honor and glorify You today. Indeed, You are the God behind every great work, the God behind every ministry, and the God behind every revival. Right now, inilalapit po namin ang buhay ng bawat isa, ang aming buhay na may kanya-kanyang pagtawag mula sa iyo. Buhay na karapat-dapat lamang na gamitin para sa ikararangal mo. Panginoon, sa iyong pagkatawag sa amin, cleanse us from within. In your name, anumang bagay na hindi kalugod-lugod sa iyo ay amin pong iwinawaksi. And by your name, we cancel and rebuke every work of the enemy na maaaring maging dahilan ng pagkawala, pagbagal o paghinto ng aming pagtitiwala at pagsunod sa iyo. Help us to become a person and a disciple that you want us to be, because we cannot do it on our own. It is only you who can. Help us, Lord, so we could move forward in responding to you and obeying your commands with a pure heart, right motives, and obedient spirit. Sa kabila ng pagkakaiba-iba ng pinagdaraanan ng bawat isa, Lord, saan man kami naroroon at anuman ang sitwasyon na aming pinagdaraanan, kalugdan mo nawa kami at maging kagamit-gamit ang aming buhay para sa mga bagay na makapagtataas ng iyong pangalan. Let every situation and every season of our lives be an opportunity to witness how great and how faithful you are, how big your plan is para sa aming buhay. Bigyan mo po ang bawat isa ng puso na may pagnanais na sumunod lagi at magtiwala sa iyo. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege to be called by you, to serve you and honor you in everything that we do. Thank you for helping us see your move through the life of William Seymour. Dalangin namin na kagaya niya, maging handa rin kami sa pagtugon sa pagtatawag mo. Maging bukas sa iyong paggalaw sa aming buhay. Sa iyo po ang lahat ng papuri at pagsamba. Ito po ang aming dalangin sa pangalan ni Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Ang buhay ni William Seymour ay isa lamang patunay na ang Diyos ay hindi tumitingin sa sarili nating galing, kung saan pamilya man tayo galing, or sa kung ano man ang ating mga narating. So mamayang 4 PM ay samahan niyo muli kami upang marami pa tayong matutunan sa kanyang buhay. Stay tuned mga kaalap! God bless!
Good afternoon, mga kaalap! Ngayong hapon na ito, patuloy pa rin nating kilalanin ang Diyos sa buhay ni William Seymour. Pero bago yan, may gusto muna akong itanong sa inyo. Kung papipiliin ka ng isang matinding pangyayari mula sa Biblia, Anong pangyayaring ito na gusto mong makita at personal na maranasan in our present time?
That's an interesting question, Riz. Tanungin din natin ang ating mga kaalab. Feel free to share your answers in our comment box. Ako gusto ko ang pangyayari when Jesus heals a man with leprosy.
Wow! That's a familiar story to me. Alam niyo ba mga kaalab, may isang pangyayari na kahalintulad sa Biblia ang personal na naranasan ni William Seymour? Ito ay nangyari noong April 1906 nang siya ay naimbitahan para mag-ministeryo sa isang house church in Los Angeles. They were having a regular prayer meeting and William Seymour shares his desire to be baptized in the Spirit. So they decided to add fasting to their discipline of regular prayer. They planned a 10-day fast at nakapaloob dito ang pag-aaral nila ng salita ng Diyos mula sa Acts chapter 2 verses 1 to 4. Nanalangin sila bawat gabi hanggang sa maranasan nila ang matinding presensya ng banal na Espiritu na inahalin tulad nila sa mga salitang kanilang pinag-aralan.
Acts chapter 2 verse 4 says, "And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance." Amazing experience, diba? At di pa doon nagpapos ang lahat. At ito ay pagsisimula pa lamang ng pagkilos ng Diyos sa kanilang mga buhay. After 3 days, that great experience spread like a fire naturally. At dahil sa pagdagsa ng mga taong nagnanais maranasan ang matinding presensya ng banal na Espiritu, kinailangan nilang lumipat sa mas malawak na lugar.
And they moved to an old church building in 312 Azusa Street, Los Angeles. And the revival in Azusa Street began. Different crowds up to 1,500 people were gathered every day and it lasted for 3 years. And during the peak of this revival, ang kanilang ministeryo ay nag-uumpisa mula tanghali hanggang hating gabi, 7 days a week. In this revival, the America also witnessed the Black Americans and White Americans worshiping together on the same altar. And in terms of leadership, men and women have given equal opportunity to lead.
Acts chapter 2 verses 44 to 47 says, "All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. Every day, they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved." This time, let us utter prayers for our community and our nation. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to learn through life of William Seymour. We pray that you will unite every nation as one and guide every leaders with your wisdom. Guide us, Lord, to serve every people and do our responsibility wholeheartedly and always according to you. Thank you for covering us with your love so that we can also share love to our brothers and sisters. Lord, forgive our selfishness during times that we refuse to give help to our brothers and sisters. We pray, Lord, that you will give us a heart that is selfless, na maalis namin sa aming mga sarili na tumatanggi kaming magbigay ng tulong sa iba. We even remember our brothers and sisters na hindi pa nakakakilala sa iyo, na makasama namin sila sa aming paglakad na ito at lumalim pa sa iyong presensya, at hindi dumipende sa anumang temporal things na ino-offer ng mundo. We pray, Lord God, na kung paanong dumagsa ang mga taong nagnanais na maranasan ang matinding presensya ng banal na Espiritu sa panahon ni William Seymour, ay gayon din sa generation na ito. Open the eyes of everyone to see things that is eternal and to see our real purpose. We honor you, God, and give you all the praises in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Praise God! Iba talaga ang nagagawa ng panalangin. Panalangin may kalakip na pusong nagnanais na mas marinig pa ang tinig ng Diyos at maranasan pa ang kanyang banal na presensya. Kaninang umaga, Nakita natin sa buhay ni William Seymour ang pagtugon niya sa tawag ng Diyos. Ngayon, nakita natin kung paano siya ginamit ng Diyos sa community. Kaya huwag kang mawawala mamayang gabi, kaalap, in our word sharing at 8 p.m. and synchronous praying at 11 p.m. See ya there!
Good evening mga kaalap! Praise God sa natapos nating word sharing tonight where we learn about mentoring our sense of destiny. Ngayong gabi, tayo ay nasa huling bahagi ng ating pagkilala sa ating mighty general na si William Seymour. I believe that we are all blessed and encouraged sa mga bagay na natutunan natin about him. His life and ministry is a great move of God. From a simple, humble, and passionate man like him, sparking revival in his time. Azusa Street Revival ay naging daan sa kaligtasan, kagalingan, pagbubuklod-buklod, at pagtibay ng pananampalataya para sa maraming tao. At ang lahat ng ito ay hindi na natili sa isang lugar kung saan bumuhos ang matinding presensya ng banal na espiritu. Sa loob lamang ng 9 buwan, maraming misyonaryo ang sumibol at nagpalaganap ng salita ng Diyos sa West Coast ng United States at Africa. Pagkalipas ng 2 taon, ang mga misyonaryo na nanggaling sa Azusa Street Mission at personal na karanas ng revival ay nakarating na rin sa Western Europe, Middle East, Western Africa, several regions of Asia, at Northern Russia. Ibang klase ang pagkilos ng Diyos. Sa pagtatapos ng ating pagtalakay sa kanyang buhay ngayong gabi, baunin natin ang mga katagang ito mula sa kanya during his great time of ministry. The Pentecostal power, when you sum it all up, is just more of God's love. If it does not bring more love, it is simply a counterfeit. Let us end this night with a personal desire for His revival fire and a commitment to God that we will do our part to say yes and amen to God's call and to allow God to use our lives so that He can take us to the next level of serving Him. As Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10 says, "For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to Your presence and humble ourselves before You tonight. Thank You, Father, for the life of William Seymour. Mula sa buhay niya, ay nakilala namin ang iyong matinding pagkilos na mula sa isang ordinaryong buhay ay maaaring magdulot ng matinding revival sa kanyang kapanaunan at umabot sa iba't ibang kontinente. Lord, here we are, God, a recipient of Your love. Make us willing to respond to Your call and enable us, God, through Your Holy Spirit to walk with You and do the works that You prepared for us beforehand. Panginoon, we cannot do anything apart from You. Stir up in our hearts the passion and desire to advance Your kingdom in our time, in season and out of season, especially during these trying times that we are in as the world succumbed to the pandemic. Lord, help us to respond to Your love by sharing it to the people around us. Holy Spirit, we invite You in our midst and send us Your revival fire that will spark in our lives, in the lives of the people around us, in our nation, and to the nations of the world. Lord, we offer our lives to You, God, and tonight we say yes and amen to Your call for us during our time. And we believe, God, that in Your time, You will make all these things happen in our lives. And we will witness the great revival of our time. All this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God! Dahil marami tayong babaunin na pagtuturo ng Diyos sa atin ngayong araw mula sa kanyang salita at sa buhay ni William Seymour. Mula dito, ay sama-sama nating mas kilalanin pa ang Diyos
upang tayo ay makasunod sa kanyang pagkilos sa ating buhay. Thank you mga kaalab for joining us today. See you in our online worship service on Sunday. Good night and God bless!